Welcome to Real Life Mentoring, where we explore real life issues to help you make an authentic difference in the world.
Hi, Chris and Christina. Today we are going rogue. We don't have a script. We're calling this freestyle discussion. Does that make you nervous?
Not at all, because I figured it'd make you nervous because you're more...
I know, I'm the planner.
You're the planner.
I like to have a
plan. And I see potential. Right. I see unending options to what to talk about.
Well, it's called Real Life Mentoring, right? It's our real life podcast. And so we thought we'd do a little bit of real life today and just go off script, talk about the things that are sort of mulling around in our hearts. One of the things that I told Chris right before we got started, I said, you know, the thing that makes me... or the thing that kind of is on my heart right now is the lack of connection. And so...
with who?
Just with people in general, but I thought about us. So obviously, we've been married for a really long time. We live together, obviously, as a married couple, but we work together. We go to church together. We do a lot of together.
We have a lot of similar friends together.
Yeah. However, due to a variety of reasons, I was sick for, well, you were sick for about 7 days. Then we had a couple of good days in between. Then I got sick. And just it felt like we were doing all the same things in close proximity, but we weren't connecting. And so last week, we got to stay with our sweet little grandson. And he goes to a Mother's Day Out program. And we had a chunk of time that we were intentional about. So we brought journals and our notebooks and hung out at a coffee shop and just looked each other in the eye and connected.
We took the important thing, we took our time. It wasn't just to go get a cup of coffee, have a bit of a chit chat and then leave. We just like, okay, let's just sit and exhale for a little bit.
Right. So my motivation going into our coffee time together was I want to connect with you. I want to know what's in your head. I need to get what's out of my head out to you because you're my person. You're my safe person. We just need to connect. And so I guess where we're going with this, again, we're freestyling it today. We have no notes, but a couple weeks back, we did a podcast entitled The Power of Conversation. I think this one should be entitled, at least this portion, The Power of Connection, right?
Okay.
We're around people all the time. Even if you work remotely in your hand with your phone, you have the ability to connect with people through social media or whatever. But what does real connection look like? Because there's power there.
Because just because we're around a lot of people doesn't mean we're actually connecting.
Right.
I think most people know this, mm-hmm. but I think it's important to state it. Well, I'm around people all the time, but you may not really be connecting.
Right. Which then kind of leads me to, why was I feeling a lack of connection? Well, you were sick for a good chunk of time, so conversations weren't being had. You were sleeping, you were upstairs, I was working, doing my own thing. We're not having conversations on a regular basis.
Well, and you took a sabbatical for a month. Mm-hmm. And so although we were still living in the same house, we weren't working together. We weren't discussing anything concerning Fahrenheit Mentoring.
Right.
And so that I'm working all these hours and you're resting, doing your thing. And
yeah.
So there was some sense of separation. And that's actually healthy.
Right.
So I guess today what we're talking about is that don't go too far with that.
Mm.
Do you feel like an island?
Mm.
And I, as a man, as I lead men all the time, one of the things I find, we become islands pretty easily left to ourselves as men. I'll figure this out. I'll process this. So what if we do this? What are some topics we talked about when we had coffee last week?
Well, we can do that. But Okay. Where I want to follow this thought through is the power of connection.
Okay.
I like what you said is some of that is okay. There needs to be separation, right? But when there's a pattern of constant separation, oh, we'll talk about this, or an assumption of we live together, we've been married for 33 years, it's okay, I don't need to tell him everything. There really is some connection that is not happening that's really important. And so what did we talk about going back to what you asked me? I think we started the conversation, I told you, Chris, one of the things that I've really been thinking about is our retirement. Like, it brings me some angst thinking about our retirement. And because I was thinking, I don't know if he thinks about retirement. And you were like, I've been thinking the same thing. Yeah.
And it doesn't mean we're retiring next year because we're not. But at our ages, we really need to think about this even more so.
But it was so comforting to go, okay, this is kind of the thing that's weighing heavy. And you were like, me too. So we just process. What are you thinking? What are you feeling? Oh, I've thought that. Or really, you thought that? It was just okay. Great to connect.
So I imagine many of you will relate to this. If you're married or if you have a really good friend or a close family member, you can almost think that you're communicating and connecting.
Right.
But you're actually not. You and I are both thinking about details with the retirement down the road, and yet we weren't talking about it.
Right.
So we can make the assumption, I'm the only one processing these things, therefore I'm the only one stressing about it.
Mm-hmm.
So getting it out there. I don't have it in front of me, but I wrote some things down ahead of time, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
These are things I'd like to talk with you about. And
right.
That just helped my brain
right.
In doing that.
Yeah. I think one of the things that we take for granted in connection, it doesn't have to be big, major life decisions, whether it's your spouse, a best friend, mentor, mentee. Sometimes it's the connecting points about the small things. It's because the goal for connection is being known, right? I want to be known by you, and I want you to know me. So it could be my angst about retirement, but it could also be how I just got a great deal on Facebook Marketplace or whatever, because the goal in connection is always to be known. Yeah.
Okay, that's a good point. So what got you excited recently, or what did you get, you know, what were you encouraged by? You may say a really great deal on Facebook Marketplace.
Right.
You go, but that has no purpose. It actually does. You're just expressing to another person who matters to you something that made you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, something that made you sad, something you're stressing about.
Right.
Today, as we record this, is Election Day.
Yeah.
Right? For the U.S.
Yeah.
And so I haven't told you that I've processed the upcoming election a lot.
Right.
But I've thought about it a lot, as mm-hmm. many of you have. And the more news I watch, the more things I read about it, the more my brain would process it. And it would just stay inside and kind of ruminate, I mm-hmm. guess I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So just sitting down and saying, you know, it kind of stresses me about yeah. this. You can't do anything about the election by
right.
me telling you what I'm thinking about it.
Right.
Right? But it does something to our souls, I believe.
Right.
Our minds, our wills, our emotions, when we can express something inside of our head to a person that we know gets us and cares about us.
You know, I'm thinking about some of my closest friends. Some friends I don't communicate on a regular basis, like we're not texting back and forth every day or every week. But when the big things happen, I get a text, hey, this is going on. Here's how I'm dealing with it. This is what I need from you. But what's happening, either the friend that I hear from every day and okay. I communicate every day, or the one that I don't hear very regular, we have our rhythms of connection. What happens, though, when I assume, I'm thinking of a recent situation where I just assume, okay, well, we're seeing each other a lot, but we weren't connecting. So being able to say to that person, hey, I need you to know that I see you. I see that this situation has happened. We've not talked about it. But the next time we see each other, let's talk about that, because I want her to know I care. You are known to me. I'm going to move towards you. I'm going to try to have a connection. I think when we're either, you know, if we have a roommate or a spouse or a friend that we're on a regular, a coworker, we see, even though we're with people frequently, don't assume connection is happening.
I'll speak for myself as a man. We tend to use terminology like, hey, what if we get together and talk about this aspect of business, or what about this or that? But in reality, many times we just want to meet with that guy because—
To connect
and just saying, hey, I'd like to— Why can't we say, hey, can we meet for coffee so we can actually connect and have a good conversation?
Mm.
I've learned to do this. Hey, let's have a cup of coffee. I want to get to know you better.
Mm-hmm.
That is I think that's a rarity in our society with men. And I'm choosing to do that myself more than ever.
I just had this thought. What are some practical things you do to connect with your girls, with men that you're mentoring? What are some practical things that you do to intentionally connect with people?
Here's a problem with asking me that question on the spur of the moment.
Yeah.
You know, when you do something so often,
yeah.
it becomes like breathing. You don't think about it.
Right.
So now you're going to make me think about this. Okay, one thing that I do that comes to mind when I'm thinking about somebody, a guy that I'm mentoring.
Yeah.
And I'll think about him. I wonder how he's doing today. I've learned not to just stop at that thought.
Uh-huh.
I will pick up the phone and I will send him a text.
Yeah.
And I hope I do this. Many times I'll say, God brought you to my mind. And I include God because God is the foundation of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And God directs me through his Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so God will put someone on my mind and my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine this,
mm-hmm.
another man. And I'll go, I'm going to text this guy
yeah.
and say, hey, God brought you to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just checking on you. How are you doing today?
Mm-hmm.
Or what happened with that situation? Or something as simple as, hey, we haven't talked in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking about you.
Yeah.
That's one way that I do it with the guys that I mentor.
Mm-hmm.
I actually, two of our daughters no longer live at home with us. We still have one with us. But the two daughters who live away, I'll do the same thing with them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have to laugh about this with you. Our oldest daughter,
yeah,
she is such a high communicator, such a high connector.
I love it.
I do too. I don't have a chance to hardly call her, though, because guess yeah. what? What is she doing?
Yeah.
She's calling us.
Right, right, right.
Wanting
right.
to connect. She really keeps us connected well.
Yeah.
But it's as daughters who are grown now, it still feels good for sure. a dad to reach out to them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, for them, but it feels good for me.
This is a silly example. I was going to ask you, what do you do to intentionally connect with your wife? But it doesn't happen maybe 2 to 3 times a week. In my opinion, one of the best ways we connect, we're making dinner together. Sometimes it's on your own. You're doing your thing. I'm making my thing.
And you lean over and give me this incredible kiss. Is that it?
And we talk no. through our day, what's happened, what was good, what's frustrating, blah, 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 blah. We get our dinner. We go sit down and we watch Murder, She Wrote together.
Guys,
and we make goofy comments about it, but we're
okay.
connecting.
This is a 40-year-old mystery TV series from the U.S.
If you have Amazon Prime, you can get it. Right. Murder, She Wrote. However, that's a connection point. That really is a sweet time, that it's something.
Well, it is for me, too. I guess yeah. I haven't thought about that being yeah. as a connecting point, but it is.
Yeah. I think sometimes it's harder to connect with those people that you do daily life with. Like you said, we have a daughter that still lives at home, and recently she and I had a discussion, and basically her heart was saying, Mom, I don't feel like I'm connecting well with you. And I'm thinking, dang, you see me every day.
But she is a deep connector
as well. She's a very deep connector.
She really is. Relationships are so... such a priority for her.
So sometimes, here's a good point, when we got to be aware of how somebody else needs to be connected with. She's a quality time, high verbal processor. Me saying, hey, I'm getting ready to leave. Anything you need to tell me that's like a short and concise 2-minute summary of your life would be helpful. That's not a connecting thing for her. It is for me.
Right.
Like,
okay.
Give me the headlines so I can go.
It's interesting, but you would tell me, especially early on in our marriage, don't just give me the headlines.
Right.
Give me the editorial.
Right, right, right.
And as a man, early on in our marriage, I thought I was giving you more of the editorial, but yeah. I actually wasn't.
So what I think the importance of connecting is finding how that other person needs to be connected with. So with her, we've decided, okay, neither one of us work on Fridays. We're going to go to a coffee shop and connect. We're going to linger. I'm going to let her take as much time as she needs. But that's important for me to go, okay. So I think if we consider who are those you feel like you need to connect with, and maybe their connection style is different from yours, get over it. Do what they need.
Well, and you made me think of this. God has instilled in us for relationships.
Yeah.
So if we actually want to connect, we may not know how to do it the best,
yeah.
but you can learn. But I thought about this. Hey, you want to go to the gym with me?
Mm-hmm.
What am I saying?
Connect.
Because I don't need you to go to the gym with me for me to work out.
Right.
I can do it myself, but I actually want to connect. Hey, you want to go shopping?
Yeah.
What am I saying?
Let's spend some time together.
I want to connect with you. I have to buy groceries or shoes or whatever.
Yeah.
I can do it myself. You want to go to the movie?
Mm-hmm.
Which is interesting because you don't want to talk during a movie.
Right.
Okay. And you can see the movie yourself.
Yeah.
But I just want to sit next to you and be and experience it together.
Yeah, connect.
I believe we do a lot of things in life and may not see it as needing connection, but yeah. we're actually inviting that,
yeah.
but we're calling it something different.
Right.
Guys, hey, you want to go hunting? You want to go to the football game with me? You can do that yourself.
Yeah.
You're wanting to connect. The game is important for you. The sport is important to you, but you're wanting to connect, actually.
Right. And so we could do a whole other podcast on levels of connection, from just sharing the same space together or connecting on a heart level through conversation. There's all kinds of ways to connect. But because we are unashamedly Christian, we operate from a Christian worldview. The biggest, when I feel off, is when my connection with God is off. And what that means for me is when I haven't taken time just to stop and get out of my head and sometimes my heart and read God's word, journal, talk to him, process things with him, be honest. God, I feel so disconnected with you. You know, when I was sick, I'd just be like, God, why am I still sick day after day? And just being honest with him. These are natural, normal rhythms that I get into to help me connect with God. Sometimes it's listening to music. Sometimes it's being quiet and just trying to hear that still, small voice within me called the Holy Spirit say, girl, you're okay. I'm right here. You know, just that connection. When that connection is off, all my connections feel off.
Well, it's interesting you say that, talking about connecting with God, and I'm the same way. So we're encouraging you guys to connect with other people.
Right.
But actually, when I connect with God at the deepest level for me, mm-hmm. I don't need to be around other people.
Yeah.
Now, I can be in a setting where I can connect with God maybe, mm-hmm. but my personality, coming to our home office
yep.
and having some nice music playing, I don't want to be around people. And I'm more of an extrovert. So that's just how it works for me.
And here's another thought on that. When I connect with God well, it's easier and more natural for me to connect with others because I've spent time with him. I've got more to give and I'm more aware of others and not so much centered around me.
Same for me. It's interesting. I can sit down at the desk in our home office to talk with God and to listen to him, and I can have an attitude about someone or a situation. Mm-hmm. By the time I get it from the desk, if I will put myself aside mm-hmm. and just listen and say, God, I need some direction here, connecting with God, mm-hmm. all right? Again, as you said, my perspective toward mm-hmm. that person or situation maybe has been altered, or he's given me some insight or maybe a way to handle it mm-hmm. that I didn't have before. So there's reasons for connecting. We don't just connect because we're supposed to.
Right.
We connect because it's part of our soul. I really believe that.
You know, some practical things to connect. I have certain people that I pray for. And so I've just over several years developed like, okay, on this certain day, these are the people that I pray for. And then I just don't pray for them. I let them know, I prayed this for you. That's a way to connect. I love what you said about I've learned, and I think I've learned this from you, but if I have a thought in my head about somebody, I trust that God put that thought in my head about somebody and I'll reach out to them. Hey, I thought about you today, or I specifically prayed for you today because I thought about you, or yeah, the importance of connecting. Yeah, anything else as we want to wrap up?
Maybe part of our roles with connecting better with people is to help them learn how to do that. Mm-hmm. So I can be frustrated, well, this person doesn't initiate with me so much or connect with me. Maybe they don't know how to do that. If they've never been if it's never been offered to them mm-hmm. and they don't have any experience, like anything else, we learn.
Yeah.
So the more I've learned about relationships, the better of a connector I've become. And therefore, may I be patient and show them by example. Mm-hmm. I've seen this many times with guys I mentor. Initially, they'll be more reserved mm-hmm. and they'll hold back. And then over time, as I've been the initiator in the conversations and the time spent together, they initiate with me even more, mm-hmm. saying, hey, I want to connect with you. But they wouldn't have done that before because they don't know how to do it.
One last thought for those of you who are listening like me, here's where my brain goes. Oh my gosh, there's somebody that I have not been connecting with. There is a thing as hyperconnectedness, right? I cannot be connected at a deep level with every single person on my contact list on my phone.
Well, and I don't think we said that, did we?
No, but that's where my brain goes, okay. Like, oh, I should be. Yeah, we've got limited time on the earth, and my connections with people, there's a lot of people I wish I had a deeper connection with, but time, you know, I've got to steward my time well, and it doesn't happen. But for those of you who are operating with roommate, spouse, people you're in regular communication with, are you intentionally connecting? I think that's what we're trying to say with this podcast. Any closing thoughts?
At the end of the day, connecting should be enjoyable.
Yeah.
It should
enrich your life.
It should enrich our lives. It should motivate me and something I look forward to. Yeah. I get to connect with my wife today. I get to connect with my son-in-law, even my little grandson.
Yeah.
It's interesting. He is 6 months old as we record this podcast episode. But you can already tell how much he wants to connect.
Yeah.
We had him in the living room on his little pallet the other day. We're all in the kitchen.
His pallet.
Is that a word?
His little play mat.
Anyway, but he is very expressive for a 6 month old, but he's in there going, guys, he can't speak yet,
yeah.
But he's crying and agitated. Guys, I want to be in there with you.
We
bring him into the kitchen and he is so happy to be there. So I just share that, guys, that it is inside of us. Early on, we're meant to connect.
Right.
So that's all I have to say on this freestyle episode.
Yeah, freestyle. And I think the theme is kind of on connectedness. Well, as always, we want to thank you for listening to the podcast today. If this meant something to you, like, subscribe, share it with a friend. Today, we want to let you know that this podcast has been possible by a sponsor of Commercial Brick. They are a quality brick company with state-of-the-art colors and innovative textures. If you want to learn more about them, reach out to them at commercialbrick.com. So as always, it's Chris and Christina. Thanks for listening.